Job chapter 21. Then Job answered and said, "Listen carefully to my words, and let this be your consolation. Bear with me, and I will speak, and after my words you can mock. Is my complaint made to man? And if so, why should I not be impatient? Turn towards me and be astonished, and put your hand over your mouth. If I remember it, I am terrified, and fear takes hold of my body. Why do the wicked live and grow old, and even increase their power? Their seed is established with them in their presence, and their progeny in their sight. Their houses are free of fear, but there is no rule of God over them. His ox procreates and is not infertile. His cow calves and does not miscarry. They let their little ones frolic like lambs, and their children dance around. They lift up their spirits with drum and harp, and they rejoice to the sound of the flute. They spend their days in well-being, but in a moment they descend to the underworld. Yet they say to God, 'Depart from us,' and 'We do not take pleasure in knowledge of your ways.' Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? And in what way are we profited that we entreat him? Behold, their well-being is not under their control. The conduct of the wicked is far from me. But you say, 'How often the lamp of the wicked is extinguished, and how often their downfall comes upon them. He apportions them agony in his anger. They will be as straw in the wind and as chaff which the storm carries away. God reserves his punishment for the man's iniquity for his sons. He retributes him, and he knows it. His eyes will see his demise, and he will drink from the wrath of the Almighty. For what pleasure does he leave in his house after him, when the number of his months is cut in half? Can anyone teach God knowledge, or will he judge those on high? One dies in the prime of his strength, when he is entirely at ease and comfortable. His bottles are full of milk, and the marrow of his bones is well nourished. Another dies with bitter feelings, and does not partake of the goodness. Together in the dust they lie, and the worm covers them both. Behold, I know your thoughts and your devices, which do violence to me. For you say, 'Where is the noble's house? And where is the tent of the dwellings of the wicked?' Have you not asked the passers-by? Do you not recognize their writing? They say, 'For the wicked man is reserved to the day of calamity. They will be led to the day of wrath. Who will tell him his way to his face? And who will repay him for what he has done? So he will be led to the burial places, and he will take his place in his sepulchral mound. The covering of turf from the brook will be sweet to him, and every man after him will face the same fate, as have countless before him. So how can you comfort me with vanity, and with answers in which treachery remains?'